This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Guided meditation for sweet dreams, the flowing river. Please take a moment to get comfortable in this meditation. Do whatever you need to do so that you can allow your breath to move freely through your body and so that you can relax. Take a few deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let go of whatever's been happening for you today. Remind yourself that sleep is a time for rest and dreaming, not for thinking. If there is a particular problem on your mind, imagine offering it up to your subconscious to work with it in your dreams. You can return to the problem in the morning. Now is a time for rest, to let your subconscious and unconscious minds take their turn. As your body relaxes and your outer eyes close, your inner eye can open. You discover that you are standing on a riverbank in the long grass. The river in front of you is lazily flowing along. The air is sweet and fine. The sun is warm on your skin. There's a light breeze around you. The river babbles and flows, and you can hear birds twittering in nearby trees. It's a beautiful scene. As you walk closer to the river, you notice the water flowing around big rocks and small pebbles. The larger rocks seem to have collected at the surface of the water, creating a kind of bridge that you could walk across easily if you wanted to. The stones are smooth and sturdy. You look across to the other side of the river. There are tall trees with pale green leaves that seem to shimmer in the wind. There are wildflowers in an open field. Something about the other side of the river seems to call to you. So you take the invitation. You step onto the first stone, sturdy and as true as it looks, dry in the afternoon sun. You take the next step just as easily. You make your way across the water simply, with easy strides, the stones sure as they hold your journey across. You take a step into the soft earth on the other side of the river, and immediately you feel a sense of well-being come over you. You are relaxed and calm. You realize that you have been here before, on this other side of the river. This other side is home, in a way. It's a part of your subconscious mind where you feel totally safe and comfortable. Your mind may not recognize it, but your body knows this land, trusts it. Any residual anxiety or fear that you've been holding in your body ebbs into the forgiving earth, and you feel instead calm, confidence, and a sense of safety. You are in one of your many imaginary homes. You know that you're safe here. You take a deep breath, grateful to have found this beautiful place again. You step into the wildflower field just beyond the river. The flowers are bright and beautiful. You notice the colors of the flowers and their unique scents, gently combining in the light breeze. You move toward one of the trees that stands tall and beautiful in the field. The slim trunk of blonde wood offers up a bloom of small leaves, a pale green on one side and a darker, truer green on the other side. As the leaves turn and play in the wind, the tree seems to shimmer, as if there was something magical about it. And perhaps there is. You press your palms against the tree, a feeling of familiarity washing over you. Your body knows this tree. Placing a hand on its trunk is like holding the hand of someone you trust with your life. You feel for the slow, deep heartbeat of the tree and listen for any message the tree may have for you. After a while, you look back toward the gently flowing river. It seems to be calling you back to it. You walk toward the river, feeling the soft earth and smelling the clean, fresh air. The babbling of the river becomes audible again. It sounds like the laughter of a good friend. The river is talking to you. It's not speaking in words, but you can understand, somehow, what it's saying. You listen for the meaning behind the babbling water as you walk along the flowing waves, trusting that you will hear and understand whatever it is you need to know, no more and no less. Eventually, you decide to sit down by the water's edge. There are smooth stones all around you, the perfect size for the palm of your hand. You pick up a stone and hold its cool, sure weight in your hand. It is a wishing stone. Close your eyes and let your heart speak to you. What is your wish? You know you don't need to use words unless they come. You don't need to know what your wish is with your mind. You know that your heart can speak directly to the stones. All you need to do is allow your heart to speak to the stone. Soften your heart and let it communicate. When this process feels complete, you take a breath and offer your stone back into the water to flow along with this river, the water carrying your wish with it wherever it needs to go. You are welcome to stay in your safe, beloved riverland as long as you'd like. There are hundreds of smooth wishing stones around you, should your heart have more that it would like to say. This is your place, and you can be here as long as you'd like to. Whenever you're ready to go, your river will offer your stepping stones that will allow you to easily return to the other side of the river and to gently awaken back to your world, refreshed and nourished by this beautiful place that exists in your own mind.